Well, the title this week is The Dream of Bethel.
Amen.
Let's say that together.
The Dream of Bethel.
And our prayer is this morning. We all need to have this prayer. Lord, we come to you to the throne of grace.
Amen.
Lord, our hearts are open to you.
Amen.
Open the heavens to us this morning.
Amen.
Lord, as every one of us speaks something, we pray you speak through our speaking.
Amen.
Lord, we just want to be connected to you in the heavens.
Amen.
We believe you're interceding for us.
Amen.
Lord. You're on the throne right now.
Right.
And you're here in our midst.
Amen.
You're the speaking one in the church.
Amen.
Lord. So speak to all of us.
Amen.
Our hearts are open.
Amen.
We come to the throne of grace this morning, Lord.
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah for Jacob's dream.
Amen.
This Jacob had a wonderful dream.
Amen.
We have to see that this dream that Jacob had is the most crucial point in the book of Genesis.
Amen.
Is Jacob's dream. Don't ever forget that.
Amen.
When you think about the book of Genesis, you need to think about the most crucial point, and that is Jacob's dream.
Amen.
That's what we're all speaking about here this morning. Hallelujah for Jacob's dream.
Amen.
And in Jacob's dream, there were four main elements in this dream, and that was the stone,
Amen.
The pillar, the house, and the oil.
Amen.
These four basic elements, these four basic factors, are actually what constitute the whole Bible.
Amen.
These four items. So let's just say them together. The stone,
the pillar,
the house, and the oil. Again. The stone, the pillar,
the house, and the oil.
These are the four basic elements of the whole Bible.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, to see here where Jacob, when he got this dream, it happened when he was homeless. His mother sent him off, and there he was. He was traveling, and it got to be nighttime, so he needed to lay down and sleep. He didn't have a pillow or anything, and he finds a stone, and he lays his head on a stone. Who would use a stone for a pillow, right? But there wasn't anything soft around there, so he took a stone, and he laid his head on that stone, and he fell asleep. And while he was sleeping, hallelujah, he got a dream, this heavenly dream. And in this dream, of course, the heavens were open, and he sees this ladder, and he sees at the top of the ladder, God speaks to him. Jehovah speaks to him and says, "What did he say?" He said, "This is there was a ladder set up on the earth, and it." Top reached the heaven,
Amen.
And there the angels of God were ascending and descending upon it.
Amen.
And of course, this dream was fulfilled in John chapter, in the end of John, the Gospel of John. That's where Philip calls Nathanael,
Amen.
And tells him, he's preaching the gospel to him, and he's telling him about this one who the Old Testament talked about. And he says, yeah, right, you know. And so he says, come and see to the Lord, brings them to Jesus. And Jesus then told him, I saw you under the fig tree, or under the tree. Anyway, I forgot what kind of tree it was. But he was under that tree. And the Lord saw him there. And so Philip realized this was God.
Amen.
And so that was his first revelation. He saw God.
Amen.
We all have needs of revelation. That we see God.
Amen.
Please God to reveal His Son in me.
Amen.
Right? In every one of us. What pleases God is to have His Son revealed in us.
Amen.
Well, eventually, after the Son is revealed in us, then something else needs to take place.
Amen.
We need a bigger vision.
Amen.
And that's when Jesus said to him, you think this is something? You shall see heaven open and the Son of God descending upon the Son of Man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the Son of Man.
Amen.
You know, and in this matter of him being he was homeless. There Jacob was in a tough situation out there, he was homeless. And many times in our lives, we come to a point where we're just, we don't know what else to do. We don't know where else to go. Where are we going? Where's my life going? And that's when God can speak something to us.
Amen.
That's when we can receive a vision.
Amen.
We can receive the dream from God.
Amen.
To see what is God's eternal purpose.
Amen.
God wants to be joined to man.
Amen.
And so that man can be joined to God.
Amen.
He wants to bring heaven to earth and bring earth to heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah, we are joined to Him.
Amen.
He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
Amen.
So then we say, well, how can this happen? There was, in the Old Testament days, the priest would go into the Holy of Holies, would go into the temple to meet God there. And the temple was built. That, in fact, the fulfillment of Jacob's dream was after the children of Israel built the temple, and there was the Holy of Holies was there, and the priest. And so God was happy with that because He had a resting place. That was in the Old Testament days, the fulfillment of it in those days. But today, the real fulfillment of it is today. Hallelujah. It's in the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has the holy temple is being built. So this matter, we saw the matter of the stone, the pillar, the house, and the oil. So we need to see there's two significances of the stone. No doubt, Christ is the stone.
Amen.
Right? And the Old Testament said that He was that rock that followed the children of Israel. That rock followed them, and out of that rock flowed water to water them. And then the New Testament says that that rock was Christ.
Amen.
Imagine God was in a rock. Hallelujah. But anyway, the rock signifies Christ.
Amen.
But it also signifies us as the believers.
Amen.
It says that we also, in the New Testament, we are, in 1 Peter, we, you also, Jim, are a living stone.
Amen.
Yeah. Albert, we are living stones, right?
Amen.
We are also living stones.
Amen.
He's the first one, and now we're the many stones. For what? For God's building.
Amen.
And then this matter of the pillar, the stone. Jacob set up this pillar. He stood it on edge after he woke up from his dream. And he named it Bethel. After he poured the oil on it, of course. And he said, this is Bethel.
Amen.
The house of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the house of God.
Amen.
And what's on the house of God? The oil.
Amen.
The oil is flowing in the house of God.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is flowing, right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So how did this take... In the Old Testament days, there was in the temple. But then, you remember when Jesus said... when he met that woman at the well, and she starts talking to him, she perceived that he was a prophet or something. She wasn't sure what she could tell. Something was from God there. And then she's asking, well, where's the proper place to worship God? Because in the old days, it was in the temple. That was the only place for worshiping of God. And she says, well, some say it's here. Some say, what is it? And he says, I tell you, the hour is come and now is
Amen. When
the true worshipers of God must worship Him in spirit and in reality.
Amen.
No longer in that temple, because the age had turned. And he says, the hour is come and now is.
Amen.
And that hour is today with us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So then we see, how do you worship God in spirit? She might have wondered, what about that? Well, eventually, I think they all learned. After the Lord resurrected, He died and He resurrected, He became a life-giving spirit, and He got into all of those believers.
Amen.
Then, I think they began to understand what this Holy of Holies was. What their spirit was, what He talked about. And that's where we come to, well, how do we do it? How do we find this place? Well, in the book of Hebrews, there were the Hebrew believers. They were here. They got Christ in them. They were born again. They filled with the Holy Spirit. Yet they were going back and they were doing the priestly service in the temple. And they thought, oh, you had to do all these practices. And so Paul tells them, we all have boldness for entering the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And read the verses. We can come forward with boldness to the throne of grace.
Amen.
To find help. To find mercy and help and grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We all can come forward to the throne of grace.
Amen.
Where is it? It's in our human spirit.
Amen.
Man has a human spirit.
Amen.
We've all seen, I don't know, if you haven't seen it, You need to see the three circles. In the outside, we have our body. Then we have a little deeper part is our soul. But the deepest part of our being is our human spirit.
Amen.
This is where we can come forward to meet God.
Amen.
And what's in our human spirit? Our human spirit's connected to the heavens.
Amen.
There's a ladder in my spirit.
Amen.
There's a ladder in everyone's spirit here this morning.
Amen.
We're all connected, right? Hallelujah. We can all come forward with boldness to the throne of grace.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Having, therefore, brothers, boldness for entering.
Amen.
So we can see that the whole age has turned.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And what's it all for? It's for God's house. Mm-hmm. For the building, God has become man. He's gotten into us so that we can get blended and mingled with God. And eventually the church, which is the house of the living God, eventually becomes the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
In Revelation, we have the New Jerusalem. That's where we're all going to be built up, transformed, and we'll all be the precious stones as God's building. Jasper. The whole city will be jaspers. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, there's too much to share here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
That the heavenly ladder brings heaven to earth.
Amen.
And joins earth to heaven.
Amen.
This is Christ.
Amen.
And this Christ is the life-giving spirit in our spirit.
Amen.
And just enjoy that our spirit is the gate of heaven.
Amen.
And we have heaven in our spirit.
Amen.
And we can come forward, like Gina was saying. Paul was saying, come forward. Amen. Come forward.
Amen.
To the throne of grace.
Amen.
Says that Jacob, he took a stone and put it under his head as a pillow.
Yeah.
Stone is pretty hard. And our pillows are pretty soft. So why did he use a stone? Why did he choose a stone? There's really, we can't see the significance of this until later on. But the four items that Gino had us recite, it was
stone, the pillar.
House, right? So what we see, what happened here was when initially this stone was something used for Jacob's rest,
mm-hmm,
as a pillow. And then in the morning when he woke up, he turned it over and it became a pillow. Right? In day three, we see that the matter of the house. In 1 Peter 2:5, it says that you yourselves also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house.
Amen.
How can a house be built up with dirt? Right? The base has to be, there's a foundation, and the foundation has to be a stone.
Amen.
This foundation really is just Christ.
Amen.
So So Jacob, when he was using the stone, was using Christ as his comfort and his rest.
Amen.
Because he was homeless and he was wandering.
Yeah.
And he was definitely afraid or scared. So he turned. Right? He had to turn. And this was to Christ as his pillow. But then he saw that, you know, I'm in Bethel. How awesome is this place? And that became the house of God.
Amen.
But not until that oil was poured on him. Right? Because that signifies the mingling of that signifies the transformation of the stone.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need living, the Lord needs living stones in order to build his house.
Amen.
That's what the Lord is really after.
Amen.
Is Bethel the house of God.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You want to read you this little portion about the ladder on day one? It's the last part of day one.
Amen.
When you touch this ladder,
you will be in heaven.
Heaven will be yours. And there will be much traffic between earth and heaven.
And between heaven and earth.
You will have whatever you need.
Amen. and every negative thing will be under your feet.
Amen.
This is the experience of Christ as the heavenly ladder.
Amen.
I just couldn't help thinking about a ladder. You know, Brother Chuck, Brother Pat, they climb up the ladder to get to these lights, right? These lights, you cannot get to these lights. But Brother Chuck gets up there because he gets on a ladder, right? We need to get some other brothers up on the ladder. Brother Chuck's faithful. Yeah. Go up that ladder and take care of these lights. So I realize the principle of the ladder is there's some place that you cannot get to.
Right.
But the ladder enables you to get where you cannot go.
Amen.
And so the heavens are inaccessible to us.
Yeah.
They're impossible to reach. But there's a person.
Amen.
There's a man who became the ladder.
Amen.
Who set up on the earth that he's the unique way that the earth and the heavens can be joined.
Amen.
You cannot get to the heavens without the ladder, right?
Amen.
You're not going to get to those lights without a ladder. You can't jump. I don't think anybody in the world could jump and touch those ladders. And touch those lights, right? But Brother Chuck can get up there on his ladder.
Amen.
So we have the ladder as our way to touch the heavens.
Amen.
And we need to touch this ladder again and again and again. Because we do not want to live in an earthly way.
Amen.
We're not an earthly people. We're not meant to live like dust, right? We're not supposed to be crawling on the earth. That's where Satan's realm is, right? Satan, he's the snake that's restricted and he eats the dust of the earth. But when we touch the ladder, we're way above Satan.
Amen.
We're looking down on Satan.
Amen.
This is how we live a heavenly life on this earth.
Amen.
It's by touching that ladder again and again and again.
Amen.
And again, and every, like, I love this paragraph. It says, don't try to overcome sins and weaknesses.
Amen.
If you're trying to overcome sins and weaknesses, you're crawling around on the earth. You know, you're trying to figure out how to overcome. But just jump on the ladder and get up there, right? When you get on that ladder, all the weaknesses, they're just beneath you. And all those things that you're trying to overcome, they're down there.
Amen.
But what I love about it is when you touch this ladder, eventually you realize this is the house of God.
Amen.
You can't touch this ladder outside of the house of God. When we touch our spirit, I mean, I think that, you know, outside of the church, we've had some touches with the ladder. But really, to have a constant touch with the ladder, it's got to happen in the house of God.
Amen.
It's got to happen in Bethel. And every time we touch the ladder, it brings us back to Bethel.
Amen.
I'm so thankful for this vision of the ladder.
Amen.
I hope we'd be the ladder people. We were always on the ladder. We touch the ladder every morning. So praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly ladder.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. What is this dream?
Amen.
What is it?
Amen.
It is simply a vision.
Amen.
A seeing.
Amen.
In our experience, the ladder was there, but we didn't see it.
Amen.
Now that we have the sight,
Amen.
We see the ladder.
Amen.
Which was there all the time.
Amen.
It was always there.
Hallelujah.
We just didn't know about it. This is the significance of Jacob's dream.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
He had a dream.
Amen.
It was a dream.
Amen.
He woke up and he was different.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But for the ladder.
Amen.
We will touch this week. You know, I have heard about Jacob's dream for so many years since I was in children's meeting. But at that time, the vision is not clear.
Right.
I don't have the vision, maybe. I just had the story about Jacob's dream, about the pillows, the stone, the pillar, the oil, and the house of God. At the time, I don't see the connection of all these things. I just know that this is Jacob's dream. But praise the Lord that, you know, this dream, this vision has become clearer and clearer to us.
Amen.
That when we are in the church life, this will be open to us. The vision will be open to us. I mean, because through our brothers seeing this vision, so it becomes our vision, becomes
Amen.
Our dream. Praise the Lord that, you know, the stone, the pillar, the oil, and another thing that we connected to one another.
Amen.
We are related to one another.
Amen.
You know, being the stone, having the stone as a pillar, that's so hard to rest. But praise the Lord, we need to see in our subjective experience, you know, we have Christ our support, a solid support.
Amen.
So it is the stone that we can rest on.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, without being our stone, I don't think I can be sitting and thinking in here anymore. You know? But praise the Lord, He is our pillar stone. And then once we see that He's our pillar stone, we are also in this stone as the pillar for the house of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that when we experience Christ as our rest, our satisfaction, and everything.
again. How can this be connected? Praise the Lord for the ladder.
Amen.
It has to come around to be heaven, bow to us, and then bring us up to the heaven.
Amen.
So every day we can enjoy Him as a ladder for Him to fill us, to transform us, to into a building material for His dwelling place.
Amen.
Our
next
verse is in day 2.
Genesis
21:18. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that had put under his head. And he set up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. And this stone which I have set up as a pillar will be God's house.
Amen.
And after the dream, Jacob woke up and put the stone that he had put under his head and set up as a pillar. Every time I read this story, I always wonder why, first of all, he used a stone as his pillow.
Yeah.
You know, I would have just put some clay, softer, nicer, you can sleep better. But there's a significance in for him to do that with his stone.
Yeah.
Because with the clay, it signifies our human nature, all our human our human skills, all the things that is of clay.
Yes.
This is not going to be our rest. We can experience
in
our daily, that every time we try to do our own way, every time we use our own skills, our own ability, we have no rest.
Amen.
But once we get into Christ,
Amen.
The stone, maybe it's a little harder, but it's a rest.
Amen.
You know? And so I just enjoy this point. The other point is that he put oil on top of the stone.
Amen.
Where did he get the oil, you know? But anyway, he did that, so we don't know, but there is a spiritual significance, because this oil signifies the third person of the Triune God.
Right.
This oil is the Spirit.
Amen.
So the transformed man, the stone, the Spirit comes and blend God with man.
Amen.
So this is Bethel. Without
Amen.
God and man, there's no Bethel.
Amen.
So that's why we need the oil every day to come in and wash us and cleanse us and anoint us so that we can be building material.
Amen.
You know, Gino said that this vision in chapter 28 is the greatest thing in Genesis. In fact, this vision encompasses the whole Bible. And you know, it's really good that here in Genesis 28 says, "And he dreamed, and there was a ladder set up on the earth."
Amen.
And you know, I just appreciate this ladder wasn't set up in the heavens. This ladder was set up on the earth.
Amen.
And it says, and the angels of God were ascending. That means they were coming. Where were they starting? They were coming up from the earth.
Yeah.
Ascending and descending.
Amen.
And appreciate in John chapter 1, he says, Nathaniel, he says, you think this is great? You're going to see the angels of God ascending and descending. You know on what? On what? The Son of Man. And what does that mean? That meant the house. The house where they're ascending and descending was the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He was the house.
Yeah.
And here in Genesis, it says, this dream that Jacob had, the angel are ascending and descending on Bethel. Bethel is not just a place.
Right.
Bethel, what it is? Bethel is, it was a supplanter. The supplanter had this vision, but why it's so big? Because it means that Jacob, you're not going to stay Jacob.
Right.
You're going to be God's house.
Amen.
You're going to be transformed humanity.
Amen.
And that's by God's visiting us
Amen.
With the experience of Christ, Him coming and going.
Amen.
A lot of traffic.
Yeah.
And eventually, this house becomes God's rest.
Amen.
So eventually, His rest, the pillow, became God's rest.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I enjoyed point C in the outline. The principle of a dream is that in it, something impossible happens to us.
Amen.
I enjoyed the verses in Luke because no word will be impossible with God.
Amen.
But he said that things that are impossible with man are possible with God.
Amen.
And then I also enjoyed footnote 12:1. It says, God desires to have a house on earth, and his intention is to transform his called ones into stones.
Amen.
Material for his buildings. The stone symbolizes Christ as a foundation stone, the top stone, the cornerstone for God's building.
Amen.
It also symbolizes the transformed man who has been constituted with Christ, the transforming element to be the material for the building of God's house.
Amen.
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 Amen. I enjoyed, Brother, your sharing this morning about Genesis 28, where Jacob was actually a homeless person.
Right. Yeah.
But you know, on the other hand, God also was homeless.
Right. Right.
Because as you know, I didn't really understand all of this as the sister had shared. You know, we're listening to these things growing up, and we don't really put them all together. But we understand because we see homelessness throughout where we live, and didn't realize there was a corollary. You know, that God is also homeless. So when we're homeless, we're also restless.
Yeah.
And there's no place for us to rest except in the house of God.
Right.
So where is our real home? Our real home is here in the church.
Amen.
And we need to be here at home. So God is at home.
Amen.
So we all come home because this is where God lives, and this is where we can touch Him.
Amen.
And this is where we can grow corporately in Him.
Amen.
And we have rest.
Amen.
Hallelujah for God's rest.
Amen.
Because home is sweet and restful, and this is where God is.
Amen. I love that point too, that God, when man is homeless, God is homeless. That's really something. You think God is so, God is so everything. But when God is homeless, And here in Day 5 it says, you know, the resting place for God is not in heaven, but on earth.
Amen.
God is looking to man as his home.
Amen.
You know, we may want to go to heaven, but God doesn't want to go to heaven.
Amen.
He wants to come down to earth.
Amen.
Heaven is my throne. Heavens are my throne, the earth is my footstool. Heaven is just his throne, but he wants a home.
Amen.
You know, he wants to come down to earth. The Lord said, your will be done as in heaven, so also on earth.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the heavenly ladder.
Amen.
Now, we just need to get on the heavenly ladder every day, right? Why get off? It's already set up there. Jacob didn't have a dream where he needed to set up a heavenly ladder. It was already set up for him.
Amen.
We just need to enjoy the fact that he could go into heaven and be there, right? I travel with a friend of mine, and he's a brother, and he's like talking about retirement. How he's like short of retirement, he needs to be on retirement, and this is kind of consuming him. And this is a problem that we can all have. We can all have this problem like, well, how am I going to be taken care of 6 to 10 years from now? You don't need to worry about 6 to 10 years from now. We need just to enjoy today.
Amen.
Today is the day that we need to enjoy. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day of resurrection, right? There are no other days.
Amen.
We just need to be concerned about today.
Amen.
This is one of the big release that I've had over in my experience in life is like, I was a homeless person. I was wandering and I came to the church, right? Everybody who's come to the church has had a dream.
Yeah.
We have all had a dream that brought us into the church.
Amen.
And brought us out of the world. We're no longer wandering.
Amen.
We're in the church life.
Amen.
Hallelujah for being in the church life.
Amen.
I don't need to enjoy any other day but today.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Today is the day of resurrection. I just need to rejoice and glad in it.
Amen.
I have a heavenly ladder. I have a stone which I can rest on. I have the oil that's been poured on the stone, and I'm being transformed today.
Amen.
This is what I need to look for. I don't need to worry about retirement. Even I heard a message a long time ago about Brother Minoru. He said, I will never retire on this world. When I heard that message, I'm like, wow, that's really, really good. I don't have to worry about retirement. Right? I don't have to worry about retirement. Retirement is being taken care of for me. All I need to rejoice in is today.
Amen.
Right? Retirement actually being taken care of for me today. I'm just going through today, and retirement is some other day. I don't know if the Lord's going to return tomorrow. Right? Which would also be today. Tomorrow becomes today. Tomorrow becomes today. When I wake up tomorrow on my pillow stone, it will be today.
Amen.
I just need to get up and enjoy the Lord today.
Amen.
There are no tomorrows.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I don't have to worry about retirement. I don't have to worry about anything. I can just enjoy the Lord today. The transformation, the rest in God's house.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. My name is Sylvie.
Amen.
Sylvie Day. We're not in this week, but I'm in the same dream.
Amen.
And I was really enjoying, you know, he saw the dream, he saw the ladder, but there was God, Jehovah was there.
Amen.
Verse 13.
Yeah.
And there was Jehovah standing above it.
Amen.
You need the ladder to get to Jehovah.
Amen.
And he said, Jehovah said, I am Jehovah, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac.
Amen.
The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your seed. So yeah. There was a promise.
Yeah.
And your seed will be as the dust of the earth, and you will spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south.
Amen.
And in you and in your seed will all the families of the earth be blessed.
Amen.
And I bet that came as a shock to a brother.
Yeah.
And behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will cause you to return to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
Amen.
And Jacob awoke. Praise the Lord. I actually really appreciated that there is the ladder, there is this vision, but in the dream there is God speaking.
Amen.
There is Jehovah speaking.
Amen.
And he speaks his purpose.
Right.
He speaks his heart's desire.
Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Amen.
When Jacob awoke, truly he was in shock. And he said, he was afraid, actually. He said, this place is awesome.
Yeah.
And awesome has the element of fright.
Yeah.
It's just kind of scary.
But praise the Lord. Because with this ladder is God's power, is God's plan, is God's heart's desire.
Amen.
So I just appreciate in our spirit, we do have the ladder.
Amen.
When we enjoy the Lord in our spirit, we have His plan, we have His heart's desire.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
This is where Bethel comes in, right?
Yeah. Amen.
The house of God is not just for my little enjoyment,
right.
But it's for
Amen.
God to obtain His heart's desire.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, that we enjoy this traffic.
Amen.
Of entering into God's heart's desire.
Amen.
And there is Bethel.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jacob's amazing dream actually began with an amazing stone.
Yeah.
And we know now that this stone is Christ.
Amen.
Unique stone.
Yeah.
Top stone. There's so many things about him. He is the stone.
Amen.
And so what I really appreciated was actually just knowing him more as a stone.
Amen.
You know, Jacob ran through so many situations, but this was all under the sovereignty of God.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up in a place where there was nothing that could comfort him, only stones. But for whatever reason, he chose his stone. There was something probably about that stone that attracted him. He decided to use it as a pillow. And it was comforting enough for him to be able to have a dream. It wanted to be. Our stone, which is Christ, wants to be with man.
Amen.
Even though he comes in the form of a stone, he is very attractive. He is very comfortable. He wants to touch us. He wants to be with us. He wants to give us promises.
Amen.
He wants to give us a dream.
Amen.
He wants us to realize that we have a future with him.
Amen.
Which is the house of God.
Amen.
What an amazing stone is
he? Amen.
And this stone wants us to be stones. Living stones anointed with His Spirit.
Amen.
To be built on pillars. To be built up in the house of God.
Amen.
I mean, what an amazing night Jacob had. Just from being on this stone.
Amen.
Because this stone was Christ.
Amen.
Even in the morning when he woke up, even the stone was oppressive to him.
Yeah.
Wow. So he had this stone. He had to remember this stone. So I just so appreciate, you know, God comes to us as a stone.
Amen.
You know, in the Old Testament, stones were also something fearful. They were out of punishment.
Yes.
But not this stone.
Amen.
This stone was comfortable.
Amen.
This stone wanted to be with man.
Amen.
Oh, I just want joy. You know, I just want more of the stone.
Amen.
You know, if I could sleep on this stone every night, amen.
Amen.
Let's just have more of Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
quite enjoyed day five. The verse in Genesis 28, verse 12, says, he dreamed that there was a ladder set up on earth, and its stalk reached to the heavens, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending.
Amen.
And in John 1:51 says, and he said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, you shall see heavens open, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
Amen.
I really quite enjoy that. You know, this is Jacob's dream. But today it is no longer a dream. It has become a reality.
Amen.
You know, in Genesis 28, it was just the ladder. But in John 1:51, the Lord said, truly, truly, I say to you, that you will see heavens open.
Amen.
So here we can see that this dream is the revelation of Christ.
Amen.
You know, the revelation of Christ for him to build up the church.
Yes.
I enjoy that. You know, this ladder was set up on the earth, and the base was on the earth, which is today's our spirit.
Amen.
And the end was in the heavens, which is today's the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
So when we turn to our spirit, there's a ladder that connects.
Amen.
Our spirit, which is today on the earth, to the heavens, which is in the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That, it's like a, you know, like a portal. You know, when you touch a website, takes you to the website.
Right.
Today we have our spirit. When you touch your spirit, it takes you to the heavenly ladder.
Takes
you to the heavens.
Amen.
But the most thing that I enjoy here is that every time you touch your spirit and you enjoy the heavenly ladder, the issue is battle.
Amen.
The battle is the building of God's house.
Amen.
Praise the Lord's sake. Today we just need to turn to our spirit.
Amen.
Turn and experience the Lord as the heavenly ladder
that
builds up the church of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know this meaning. Go ahead.
Amen.
I just enjoyed day six, only two sentences. In Genesis 2, man is thirsty, but in Revelation 21, he is precious stones. In eternity, all the dust will be transformed into precious stones.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus that the Lord is transferring us
Amen.
From the dust that we become precious Amen. Stones for the building of his house.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, it's a matter of Bethel.
Oh,
or Bethel. Oh, we got another one back here.
Yeah. Come on.
Genesis 1 and 2, we see that although man was made in the image of God, he was constituted with dust.
Yes. Mm.
That really was, oh my gosh, I thought, what? And while the image of God is in God's expression, dust certainly is not suitable for the expression of God.
Amen.
In Genesis 2, man is dusty, but in Revelation 21, he is a precious stone.
Amen.
In eternity, all the dust will be transformed
Amen.
Into precious stone.
Amen.
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 Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I didn't have anything particular, but I did enjoy one verse, Genesis 28:17. And this is after Jacob had his dream, and it says he arose from this place, and he says, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
Amen.
And I enjoy that word awesome, because when it has something, I think, to do, it touches his being, and it's something that's really experiential. You know, if you see something and you say, oh, this is just kind of okay, you know what I mean? Like, how much experience you get, but when you use the word awesome, like a lot of times, of course, I told a lot of saints, I go to Yosemite a lot, and when you go through this thing called tunnel view, you get there and you say, wow, this is really awesome.
Yeah.
You see it, you see half the walk in the distance, you see the Bridal Veil Falls, and you say, wow, if nobody's been there before, I've been there a lot of times, but if nobody's been there before, you say, this is really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's because it's something that touches your experience. So I enjoy here, you know, with this verse 17, it's in the outline, but it's not in the verses, that it's something I think it really touched Jacob's experience.
Amen.
And then because it touched him in such a way, he set up the pillar, he poured oil on the top of it, and he said, this will be God's house.
Amen.
I just enjoyed that a dream is something, especially a dream from God, is is something that touches you.
Amen.
That you say, wow, this is really awesome.
Amen.
You know, and then this becomes, and then you offer that experience for God's house.
Amen.
And I'll just share one last thing. When I first came to the church life, I never forget when I walked through those doors 40 years ago, and there was a prayer meeting going on. That was my first meeting. And so when I walk in the door, I go, wow, what kind of place is this anyway? I walk through the door, and they're all going, amen. I remember they were praying in the verse. I still remember it was on the seed, part of the seed of life. I walked to the door, and one brother was saying, the seed. Another was saying, amen. And they go, the seed. And everybody go, amen. And I'm looking at this like, wow, what kind of place am I getting into? So that was something of experience. So I enjoyed that Jacob, he says, this place is awesome.
Amen.
It wasn't like he just said, oh, yeah, it's like a regular place. I've seen a lot of these places. He said it was awesome. It was something special.
Amen.
Something that touched him. Yeah. And then from that, he offered up his experience of Christ.
Amen.
And that experience was for building up of God's house.
Amen.
I really have nothing to say, but I just want to read. Day 4. It says, in God's house, God expresses himself in humanity. And both God and man find mutual and eternal satisfaction and rest.
Amen.
This sentence really has stuck me to a point where you look at God's expression on earth today. You know, on one hand you see creation, but God's desire, that's not enough. God's heart's desire is that he wants to express himself in humanity.
Yeah.
So for that to come about, man needs to find rest.
Amen.
Yeah.
And God, so that God can find rest.
Amen.
So let me further read. It says, our human life, our natural human life and being cannot be our rest. It does not matter how well educated we are nor what position we have. As long as we do not have the divine nature within us, we are merely clay. Our pillow is the divine element, the very Christ, which has been wrought into our being.
Amen.
So therefore, the more we experience this Christ,
amen,
this Christ becomes the building material.
Amen.
This building material consummates in the building of the house of God.
Amen.
So that's day 4. And then day 5 comes and says, our regenerated spirit, which is God's dwelling place today, is the base on earth.
Amen.
Where Christ is the heavenly ladder has been set up. This has been shared by our brother Raul, and where it says, when we turn to our spirit, we experience Christ as the ladder bringing God to us and us to God.
Amen. Amen.
So in day 6, whenever we turn, we're actually touching the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
So not only are we just hallelujah on the base on earth, but we're actually shooting up in heaven.
Amen.
Touching the heavenly vision.
Amen.
Touching whatever heavenly virtues Christ has.
Amen.
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 This is such a wild dream. If you consider it, you know, if you look at that premise of, you know, God's heart's desire is that he wants to express himself in humanity.
Amen.
This is the goal.
Amen.
The goal is just us not only resting, but us becoming the building material for his habitation.
Amen.
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 You know, this matter of... Go ahead, Terry.
I just wanted to put an exclamation point on these two brothers sharing. Because on day 4, it says, Jacob rose up early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put under his head. So here this stone was a pillow, right, for his rest. But what did he do? So strange, like you said, a wild dream. He took the stone that he used for rest, and he set it up vertically as a pillar.
Amen.
And poured oil upon it.
Amen.
So we all have always shared the pillow is for our rest, but the pillar represents something for God's building.
Amen.
Something as a testimony for God's building.
Amen.
So this brother was sharing, and I don't want to be stuck here as a believer and a Christian. So many of us can be stuck as only experiencing Christ as our pillow.
Amen.
We don't want to just experience Christ as our rest.
Amen.
Right. But we need to take that experience of Christ as our rest and set it up as the pillar for God's building. And even we need to say, Lord, make me a pillar. Make me a testimony for your building.
Amen.
So we can be your real rest on this earth today.
Amen.
We need to all pray that prayer where she just said, Lord, let's pray, Lord, make me a pillar.
Amen.
Lord, make me a pillar.
And this matter of Bethel, this matter of Bethel is so precious. You know, once we get the revelation of Bethel, or Bethel, however you like to say it, our lives are finished, right? We see God's house, we see God's dwelling place, but this vision has to continue day by day. We need to live in this vision. This vision of the building of God has to rule our lives every day. We just live for this, right? And you know, and I can never forget my first when I saw the vision of Bethel here. Praise the Lord! But when I got saved, when I was 23 years old, living right here in Northridge, and then for 3 years I wandered all over this valley, I wandered even up in Oregon, looking for the church, because I read in the Bible and it says, I will build my church. Jesus says, I will build my church. And I would go to different denominations and I'd find precious believers everywhere I went. Dear brothers and sisters, right? They're all over. There's thousands of them. But I still didn't find what really seemed like the church, where people were really experiencing Bethel. I didn't know it was the word Bethel at that time. But I just had no peace wherever I went. I went to free groups. And eventually, that one summer of 72, just before I came to church, I told my dad, I said, and my mom, I said, I'm gonna hit the road. I'm gonna hitchhike and leave. I don't know where I'm going, but I want the Holy Spirit to lead me, because I'm really on a search. I was on a quest to find God's house.
Amen.
And my dad, he just couldn't believe it that I wanted to go hitchhike away. I sold my Corvette and stuck the money in my sock and was hitting the road. I'm packing, I got my backpack packed. And he,
sorry, Brother Gino, can you close?
Okay, sorry. Anyway, and I'm so glad that I found the church.
Amen.
I mean, after wandering all the way up to Washington, coming back here, and here it was right in the valley.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hassel and Parthenia.
Amen.
Where the church was all meeting together in Bethel.
Amen. Hallelujah for the ladder.
Amen.
Amen. And he dreamed a dream, and there was a ladder set up on the earth.
Amen.
Just appreciate this verse coming out again and again. There was a ladder set up on the earth.
Amen.
Before, someone pointed out, before Jacob had the dream, the ladder was already there, but he didn't know it, right? So I appreciate Jacob's dream, like Brother Jim said, was awesome.
Amen.
But what made his dream awesome was not just that it was a special scene, but that Jacob's dream was a dream of God's gold.
Amen.
I was really impressed with that this week. You know, there's all these elements. There's stone, there's pillar, there's pillow, there's house, there's oil, there's man, there's God, there's this, there's that. But what makes this special is this dream was a dream of God's goal.
Amen.
Like some have shared, right? God has a goal. God has a heart's desire, right? Eventually, the Bible, we see this is the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Right? This New Jerusalem is not a physical place, but this is the building of God and man. Right?
Amen.
So Jacob saw a dream. Jacob, in his dream, he saw the ladder, right? And I was really struck, you know, it says, The important elements in his dream are the oil, the pillar, the house, and the stone. Thank you. Amen. Well, I thought, what about the ladder, right? Eventually it says, the ladder's the center. Right? Why is the ladder the center? Because the ladder's the base, right?
Amen.
And the ladder's the secret, because today the ladder is in our spirit, right?
Amen.
So whenever we turn to the Lord in our spirit, we touch the ladder, right?
Amen.
And all these things can take place. The stone, the pillar, the oil, all these things can take place. So I just really appreciate, wow, whenever we touch our spirit, we can touch God's dream.
Right?
We can touch God's goal, right?
Amen.
God is building us together.
Amen.
And I appreciated that this is a day-by-day experience.
Amen.
Even Jacob's experience, you know, he woke up and then the next morning it says he rose up, took the stone, put under his head, and he set it up as a pillar.
Amen.
So every day we have the opportunity, right? Every night, I need to go to bed in Christ.
Amen.
Right? The last thing I touch needs to be my stone, right?
Amen.
Get my stone, lay on my stone, you know? have a good night of rest.
Amen.
And then when I wake up, that stone can be set up. Right?
Amen.
So day by day, we need to set up our experiences of Christ. Right?
Amen.
Even Christ is our rest.
Amen.
Right? Christ is our pillow.
Amen.
Because if he's not our pillow, we can never get the pillar. Right? So I really appreciate that. Yeah, that God's house is a matter of his rest.
Amen.
Maybe in conclusion, some of the saints kind of mentioned these verses. I really like this. In Isaiah, the Lord says, "Heaven is my throne,
amen,
and the earth is the footstool for my feet.
Amen.
Where then is the house that you will build for me? And where is the place of my rest?"
Amen.
Hallelujah. So day by day, we can enter into God's rest.
Amen.
Right? Jacob didn't have the real rest, but he was touching God's rest.
Amen.
And today, we're not just in the dream, but we're enjoying the fulfillment, right?
Amen.
So it's so good. Day by day, we can enter into this rest.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah for our spirit.
Amen. Right?
Hallelujah for this traffic.
Amen.
Hallelujah for God's house.
Amen.
Right? This becomes our rest.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen. Amen.